This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing an Endangered Species Act listing for monarch butterflies. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
A new species might be added to the endangered species list with a threatened designation. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced a proposal to list the monarch butterfly. Shelby Hagenauer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, said this designation is a mixed bag for agriculture.
This Fish and Wildlife Service proposal, which is threatened with a 4D rule, provides flexibility in management for the protection of the species. I know that 4D sounds kind of jargony, but it just is the specific part of the Endangered Species Act that allows special rules to be put in place for the protection of a species, but still allowing some activities to take place.
Hagenauer said farmers and ranchers already take voluntary steps to help support pollinators, including the monarch.
So in areas away from fields, farmers have planted milkweeds, and that's where the butterflies breed and hatch. Having diverse nectar sources on property is very helpful. Something else farmers and ranchers have done is adjusting schedules for mowing. Even mowing a little bit less, that allows some nectar sources to remain longer. And farmers have partnered with NRCS on a whole host of programs to assist with these activities.
Hagenauer added that the listing isn't set in stone, as the designation still has to go through a comment period.
For 90 days, the public has time to review the proposal, review how it might impact them. We are looking at it very closely for its impact on farmers and ranchers and foresters. On March 12th, the public comment period closes, and then the Fish and Wildlife Service takes all those comments and goes back and either decides to change the proposal. They can change how they want to implement the proposal. So there's some flexibility for the service next year as they look at finalizing this.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.